This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, on this weekend, as the letter to James reminds us of the dignity and the importance of labor, help us always to know that our true worth comes just from what we are in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Good morning. And welcome to Sing Your Favorite Hymn Sunday. There's no way we could do them all. We'd be here till next week. But we do have some incredible hits that we get to sing today. The gospel that we hear today could be misinterpreted, and I don't want the moms and dads or the kids to think that this is an excuse not to wash your hands before you eat. But that's not at all what they're trying to get at today. In that day and age, they had no clue about hygiene. They didn't know of that relationship between eating things with dirty hands and putting it in your mouth, and perhaps there should be some contamination you would get. However, it had to do more with this is what you did to understand your identity. Even to this day, for the Jewish people as a minority, for them to establish their identity, there are certain important things that you do. And so for them, they would get upset with Jesus' disciples because there was a tradition, as Mark tells us, about washing your hands, about washing things in certain ways because it helped you establish your identity, who you are. Jesus takes exception to this, and as he says, it's really not about what goes into you that makes a difference. It is what is coming out of you that makes a difference. However, Jesus doesn't say this, but in the way he acts and the way he speaks in other places, what we do put into ourselves has an impact on what will come out of us. And a lot of what is put into us is what we ourselves give to one another. And that becomes, I think, the important thing to talk about today. And to do that, I want to give this little illustration that I think most of us can relate to. How many of you have been to Disney World or Disneyland sometime in your life? Most of us. Well, I think if any or all of us went there, at some point you got in line and you went in and you got into this little boat, and as soon as you got into this little boat and started a ride, you heard this. Enough. Now, the first time you hear that song, you think, oh, this is cute. This is nice. Then you hear it a second time. Yeah, it's okay. Third time, this is getting old. Fourth time, can I turn this thing off? And by the time you're getting off that ride, you wish you had a slingshot and can shoot it at those speakers. And you cannot get that song out of your head, can you? It's what they call an earworm. It becomes stuck with us. What I think the call to us, with this gospel in terms of what we are putting into each other is to be a positive earworm. To be those people who say those things and do those things that long after we are out of that person's physical presence, they are still remembering those words and the way they felt because of the way we treated them and what we said to them. Think of the people in your life who have built you up. The people who have metaphorically helped you to continue to do your happy dance long after they're gone, because every time you're in their presence, they make you feel better about yourself. And you understand your identity more that way. I know there's this old bumper sticker type of theology statement that says a friend knows the song in your heart and sings it back to you when you forget the words. There is a lot of wisdom there. We can be fragile people in our lives. And unfortunately, in this world, our self-concept, our self-acceptance is always under attack, whether we are young or old. You know, some time ago, one of those big publishing houses of Christian music did a survey, and they wanted to ask people, this was about 10 years ago now, what is your favorite modern church song? You know, overwhelmingly, which song came back as number one? Any ideas? Here I Am, Lord. There's a vote right there. That song has been a very special part of my own journey because I was back in St. Louis when Dan Schutte debuted it. But one of the interesting things about that song when he wrote it, he was asked to write it for someone's diaconate ordination. And he wrote it in a couple of days, believe it or not. But those were not the original lyrics. The original lyrics to the refrain were, "Here I am, Lord, here I stand, Lord." As he expresses it, it was this attitude of somebody who was so ready to go and to serve God. And the feedback he got was that it was too self-assured. And so he ends up changing those lyrics. "Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord?" With the idea that he wanted to make it more clear that even in our self-acceptance, there is still a little bit of doubt we have about our worthiness, yet a willingness to go and serve. That can be such a fragile thing for each one of us. So today we need to think about the way in which we might be called to be that positive earworm to each other. Remember those people in your own life who have built you up in such a way that to this day, when you think of them, you feel better about yourself. Think about those people that are like that first reading that Elaine read today. Would you not be more and more excited about that relationship when you heard those kinds of words said about you? This is the call that we're given, the ability we're given, the empowerment we are given. May we continue to look for the ways that we can be that positive influence on each other, to build up the body by building up each other. Amen.